Good morning. Today is Monday, March 25th, 2024. The time of this recording is approximately 08:20 Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to the Drive Time Podcast, and I'm your host, Ola Tunde, reporting to you from South Hadley, Massachusetts, where the current weather conditions are as follows. We have winds out of the north at approximately 9 knots. We have unrestricted visibility. Sky condition is scattered at 4,000 and broken at 8,000. Current temperature is 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Or that's 0 Celsius. It's been a while. And if this is your first time tuning in, I just want to say buenos tardes, guten Abend. Thank you for rejoining this conversation that I've taken a break from. A lot's happened. A lot stayed the same. Today is just a catch-up episode. Ketchup. All that mustard and you can't catch up. The jokes haven't gotten any better. The hair's gotten a teeny bit grayer. I graduated law school, working a full-time job, doing a lot of fun stuff, experiencing not a lot of fun stuff. And that's the thing about life. It goes on. Right? This is an ongoing conversation. Sometimes it seems pretty one-sided. However, when I get that feedback from you, know that it is always genuinely appreciated. Now that I finished school, I have a steady job. I have the security for my family that I've been seeking, this financial security, and a pretty solid plan at that. I found this void, these large amounts of time that are unfilled, and I've been trying out different things to see how I want to fill it and how maybe it should best be filled so that I can be fulfilled. Right? I am an aspiring author, a motivational speaker, a consultant. And I was thinking, my life experiences thus far have given me a great framework in which to analyze decisions. In the military, as a weather forecast, I learned about the forecast funnel, which is starting at the synoptic scale and then gradually looking at the next lower level until you get to the local, which was a 5 nautical mile radius, and then tailoring your forecast for that specific set of circumstances, right? Because you take into account what's going on at the current time and what's going to happen in the future up to 24 hours. Towards the end, it was getting like 30-hour forecast. But that's how we did it, right? You see, be like, oh, what front or major weather systems are moving through? Or is it going to be dominated by high pressure, right? You look at what's going on large scale, synoptic. And then you'd be like, oh, okay, what's next? Like regional or mesoscale. Then you check out some troughs or little ridges going through, right? And then you look at the local effects. So is there any mountain ranges, like any lakes or any dry lake beds? What's going to make it different at my location than the information that I'm getting from the upstream location that's providing the data? And we learned through the VIV, V-I-V, verification, initialization, and verification. There's different model runs, run at whatever interval, 12-hour intervals, 6-hour intervals, 3-hour intervals. You see how the model accurately predicted the observed weather. And you do that by looking at temperatures, wind speed and direction, relative humidity. There's different atmospheric conditions that you can check the model versus the observed, right? And these are for abiotic factors. That's the thing about the atmospheric sciences, right? At what point does abiotic become biotic? I mean, there's a 7 different characteristics. I don't have time to get into it right now. We'll do a lesson on the 7 characteristics that are common to life in the future. Or you just like Google it real quick. Check it out if you're really that interested. Or come back next time. So it's the analysis of these abiotic factors that we're doing in this this analysis of the weather for how it's going to be impacted within my 5 nautical mile radius and based on the assets that are sought to be protected, which in most cases it was whatever was on the base, the aircraft, life. But most of the times weather phenomenon can cause the loss of life for sure, and that's the greatest priority. Oftentimes, because we were taking so many different precautions to ensure that human life was not going to be at risk for weather outside of the pilots who were flying through these different weather phenomena that we're forecasting for, those people were pretty relatively safe, right? It's foreseeable that you could be like, man, you shouldn't really be getting caught up by this wind. It's not going to pick you up and blow you away out of Kansas, you know, to the Oz. Oh yeah, this is what's been going on in my brain. I didn't write an outline for it for today's show. It's kind of spontaneous. I woke up this morning. I laid in bed a while with my boys. And then right around 4:53, I made the decision to get out of bed. And I got on my bike, my exercise bike. I had to wrap my wrist because I strained it in an arm wrestling match with my nephew. And then at a bowling party this Saturday, I threw some poor form and whatnot. Maybe I shouldn't have even been used bowling at all, but it went from a grade 1 sprain to a grade 2 sprain. Where I think it's limited over the next 3 to 6 weeks. And even now, as the range of motion has increased from what it was in kind of that more pain starting like on Saturday, Sunday, it's not as bad. But I've had to start using my left hand for more tasks.
Thanks, that was super interesting over today. No wonder why. Yeah, everybody got more jobs.
I don't know. This is what's going on in life. I joined a book club at work. That's been pretty cool. And so I share these details of my life that are, how important is it? I don't know. Yeah. It's important to me. And what I've learned is that the things particular to a person are important to them, and all of it's important. None of it's unimportant. For me, I don't look at aspects of my life, things that I'm doing or that I'm feeling or thinking, and say, oh man, that's unimportant. It doesn't even matter. That's scary, because I have felt like that previously in life. And those were much more bleaker times, right? It was heavy self-medication through alcohol during those times, right? So now it's me finding fulfillment at work and my personal life. And it comes at a cost. You know, just because you find fulfillment, it doesn't always feel good. Change and growth, it's going to occur if you stay in a good routine, right? And when you fall out of doing the things that are beneficial for you, that's going to take its toll as well. And for me, that was this open dialogue, this podcast that I decided to put out there in the universe, in the hopes that it resonates with somebody and it encourages them and makes them feel loved and important and not small, and know that their troubles or that anything that they're facing, man, it all matters. It does. And so I hope that by sharing my experiences, what's going on with me, you can see, I'll be like, man, I'm not alone. I don't feel so different. These things, they can happen and there's a response. And I'm trying to make the best choice that I can in that situation. So when I started out this episode discussing the forecast funnel, you look at it big picture. You say, I'm a human, Olatunde, but I'm also part of the human species, like one of so many billion, 8 billion people, right? What are all humans like going through? For me, that was learning biology. What's life? What does that even mean to live? It's more than these 7 characteristics that life share, because otherwise, you know, I could be an amoeba here existing, and I never wanted to just exist. And so through this free time and the absence of school, now I'm done with law school, I'm like, what am I going to do? I thought about going back to school, right? I was playing a lot of video games. I do some stuff around the house, not as much as I could be doing, admittedly. That's not my jam. I don't want to fix up my house. I want to pay somebody to fix up my house. That's what I want to do. And I want to spend my time how I want to. I'm the boss of me. You're the boss of you, right? And that's what we can do. Right? So when I'm at work for my employer, man, that's their time. On my time, it's my time, right? I live with the consequences of what that time looks like. It's either going to benefit me, harm me, or just do nothing, right? Bring nothing. It'd just be like neutral. Man, and there's a place for that too. I 100% believe there's a place for that. Which is like, man, when you're making these decisions, remember, life is multiple choice. If you take away nothing else, take away this. Life is multiple choice. You're presented with any different number of options, whether you believe that there's a choice or there's not. You're making choices, and there's different ones available. How many choices you're able to recognize in whatever time span that you have, it's going to be a function of how fast do I need to make the decision. And how important is the decision? I would suggest you viewing it that way, right? So when you're making this multiple choice decision, what you do or what you don't do under any circumstances is make the obvious wrong choice. Because there's the obvious wrong choice in multiple choice on test, right? Life is a test. There are tests in life. Life is not a test, but there are tests in life, right? Where somebody's or something or ourselves are being evaluated, and whoever, for whatever reason, this choice needs to be made, and we're responsible for making this choice, and there's following whatever's going to be the product of that choice. Don't make the obvious wrong choice, right? What's the obvious wrong choice, Olatunde? You know it when you see it. You know? Okay, and so here's me. I could wake up in the morning and I could A, brush my teeth for 2 minutes. B, not brush my teeth at all. C, brush my teeth for 30 seconds. Seconds, or D, brush my teeth for 2 minutes, floss, and rinse. So, right, D is the most correct answer. And then B is the incorrect answer. To do none of it, right? To not brush. And you know what? Sometimes these choices are delayed. Whatever, man. It's not like you have to wake up, brush your teeth right away. But I mean, that's a choice that you have to make on a daily basis, right? It could be anything, right? But that's what I started the day off with. And then it's like, ah, oh, man, I need to exercise, right? How hard should I exercise? Should I go to the gym? Just like, I know the wrong answer is not exercising. And I know the right answer is at least, I'm going to at least get partial credit if I exercise. The wrong answer is not brushing or flossing or anything at all, but you're going to get partial credit if you brush, even like whatever, man, 30 seconds doing something, you know, you brush for 30 seconds long enough, you'll be like, ah, man, you know what? Let me just go ahead and add on another 30 seconds. I kind of like the way that my teeth feel when they're, when it's like it's from the dentist. I'm overdue for a cleaning, but since I've been flossing on the reg, fam, it feels, my teeth often feel like when I used to get back from the dentist. I feel like my lack of regularity with flossing, I get back from the dentist, like, oh man, I just never want to eat because my teeth feel so clean and so refreshed. They're feeling like that more regularly. I'm not up to my 128 ounces of water daily, gallon. You know, how many liters that is. I'm working on it. What's been going on with me? Not a whole lot, not a whole lot.
You know, the book that is yet to be written, right?
It's under construction, a work in progress. I have my poetic license, and that's why my life looks like this. It's been great. It's been not great. I just sit there and just feel sad sometimes. But then I'm also encouraged because I'm like, man, I'm feeling sad. And this is why. But I know why. I'm not just like, oh, I feel something coming on. Man, I can't wait to get off work so I can drink. It's a difference. So life, it's a whole thing that you have, that we have. Thank you for allowing me to share this bit of my life with you. And thank you for tuning back in. Take care, and I'll talk to you next time.